when I got out there, I asked him if there was any other passengers in the car. His wife was in the car, so I had to do what I could to try to get her out. And I went, my initial reaction was to go to the front passenger side, which I did, and under, and tried to feel around. Couldn't see anything. The water was so dirty and dark. Just feeling around, I couldn't feel for anyone. So I resurfaced and asked him where she was sitting, and he kind of pointed to the other side of the car, and I went to the driver's side to see if that's where she was. That was under the assumption that there was two people, so the front two seats would be occupied. Mm-hmm. But whenever I went down on there was no one there again, so I had to resurface, and that's when he came down off the roof himself, which was very courageous for him to do, considering his situation. From what I hear, he's not in a fantastic way either, so he got down and pulled the handle of his door, and then we kind of pulled the door open together. The water was resisting the door being open, but a bit of force, like, it opened all right. When we got the back door open, we could get in and get her, and he done just as much as me in terms of getting her head above the water, because that was the objective, just to get some oxygen in there. But we pulled her up, and her face, she was unconscious, like, and it wasn't a pretty situation.